funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
All right.
Here. Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Sam. I'm here with Bethany.
Hello.
And Kathleen.
Hi.
And this is the podcast for people who give all the advice but have none of the degrees.
Yeah. Well, I have a degree, but none of it involves advice given. So there you go.
They wouldn't accept you in
that
major.
No.
Gotcha. We are live for all intents and purposes from Kitchen Studio.
NYC.
Yeah.
We need to take a picture of this because, Bethany, you stepped up the look of this studio for us.
Thank you. So last week was our first time recording Kitchen Studio NYC, and we recorded on like a table, but the wood was making some cords kind of make noises. So I have this removable like tabletop with that I put like foam on and then a bed sheet over and stapled it really hard so I can like sew on it.
You made this just for us, or you had it before?
I had it before.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And I thought that it would be good because it sort of dampened some noise, and so we put that on the table and here we are.
This is awesome.
Thanks, man.
The ultimate podcast life hack.
I know, it's pretty fun. And the sheet that you're touching was a bed sheet. I don't know, I may have had sex on it. I don't know.
No.
So
I hope it's your most exciting sex story.
Probably.
Is this an acrobatic sheet?
Maybe.
Speaking of bed sheets, Bethany has one of the most beautiful beds I've ever seen. Every time we come over to her apartment to record a podcast, her bed always has these beautiful pillows or like very strategically placed throws or quilts or blankets, and I have bed envy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Do you take care of your bed because you know we're coming, or
no.
Do you always take care of your bed?
I always do it.
Samesies, but
yeah.
Not you, Kathleen?
No, hell no. I never make my bed.
Really?
Try
no.
it.
No.
The reason I do it is for mental health. Because I come home and it's so pretty and it looks so pretty and you feel like your life is together.
Yes, I second everything Bethany just said.
Yeah, but what if you just have a made bed but literally every other inch of your apartment is disgusting and dirty?
Try it. I think you'll still feel maybe like a little part of your brain is okay.
Who's that book, the tidy book? The, you know, the book about clutter and throwing everything out and the sparking joy.
The KonMari method.
Oh, right.
I wish that they would make a show about that, like a reality show, because I would be a perfect candidate.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, my favorite rule, which really helps when just trying to keep your life organized, and my mom taught me this, and I didn't get it when she first told me, but now I live by it. It's if you touch something once, you won't have to touch it again. And she would say that when I would take off, you know, a shirt that wasn't dirty, so I wasn't throwing it in a hamper, so I would put it on the chair in my room.
Yeah.
Or on the floor.
Yeah.
And she'd say, that's fine, but now you have to waste extra minutes touching it again. And
that's a good point.
If you always do that, it will add up over time. She goes, well, if you just take off the shirt and put it in the closet, you touch it once.
But
that's
what
smart.
If your floor is your hamper?
That's a very different situation.
Well, shall we talk about what we're going to talk about today?
Yes.
Yes. We're hitting Facebook.
Yeah, so as we record, Mark Zuckerberg is testifying before Congress.
He is today and tomorrow.
Yeah, big days.
And he's expected to apologize.
So
he's doing it right now. Should we have...
I know, can we...
What an irresponsible time to start podcasting.
Where is our correspondent in Washington?
Our congressional correspondent. She quit, actually, just this morning. No, so, I mean, you know what happened with Cambridge Analytica, and they, you know, took all of this information, and they're saying that the majority of the information wasn't even from people who had taken this personality quiz that Cambridge Analytica created to get your information. It was the friends of friends who took that quiz. So Facebook has started today, I believe, reaching out to people whose information may have been stolen, or not stolen, taken. We were going to talk about how we feel about Facebook, because as it turns out, we have very opposite feelings.
How are they being contacted, though? Like, okay, you know, it was a lot of people, but unfortunately it was you, just letting them, you know. Or are they getting like a muffin basket? Like,
oh,
they're going to let you know when you sign into your profile, there's going to be a little thing at the top that says your information was one of the information compromised.
Yet. Did either of you look?
No. I don't think that they've released that yet.
Okay, I'm just going to check just to be safe. I can't tell if I want to see this or not.
Because I so seldom go on Facebook. I hate Facebook.
Yeah.
And So I don't know, like I'm signing in now for the first time and I don't know if I remember my sign-in information.
Do you
that
hate
bad.
Facebook because Facebook or because of this whole news pop?
No, I hate Facebook anyway.
Okay.
And then this news situation made it worse. I think that I stopped liking Facebook when they changed their algorithm so you didn't see things in the order in which they happened.
Yes, I
agree.
That
pissed me off.
And so this was years ago. And it sort of corresponded with when some of my friends started having babies. And so Facebook got really boring all of a sudden because all it was like pregnancy progression photos. And Sam just showed me a baby picture.
I love pregnancy progression photos.
Oh, my God, two in a row.
Oh, God. It's just so, because the baby doesn't look like anything. And so I don't, like, it doesn't, it's just, I don't care. So that paired with, I don't know what I'm seeing because some of the people I follow, I'm not seeing at all because of the algorithm. And some people I'm just seeing nonstop. So I've hated it for years. But Kathleen, you love it.
I love Facebook because it's where I get all my information. It's where I get all my news, unfortunately, as has been proven worrisome.
Yes. You're in an echo chamber.
Yeah. And you know what? Even though I've had huge blowouts with friends and family members over, you know, very controversial issues on Facebook, I still log in every day. And it's not just because it's my job. It's because it's my go-to source of feeling connected to the world.
Okay. Oof. Yeah, I don't use it for my news, but what I do use it for are those really personal relationships that I would have lost otherwise. Like, you know, okay. They say you stay in touch with the people you want to stay in touch with, and that's ideal, but let's be honest, you don't actively stay in touch with everyone that you would still like to be friendly with.
Yes.
You know? So I have, it's mostly for high school, but I have this whole little nook that I like to follow and check in on Facebook and vice versa.
Yeah.
That's what it is to me. No other social media will count for it, and we don't pick up the phone and call each other.
But how will I keep living if I don't wish every boyfriend I've ever had in my life happy birthday every year?
Okay, so Kathleen, has this Cambridge Analytica thing changed how you view Facebook?
No, because I just expect my information to be out there anyway. Listen, I have like one of these phone numbers where I'm getting 10 phony sales calls every single day.
Yeah, same.
I learned something about that this weekend. Don't answer. They can charge you per minute. That's why sometimes they call you and hang up.
Ugh.
That's why my mom yelled at me because I told her that the same thing was happening to me, and I'd answer and I'd be like, and half the time they just hung up after a while of silence, and my mom slapped her forehead.
Yeah, but how do they charge you?
I don't know. They're very smart and evil.
I've been blocking a lot of numbers recently, but they always find a new number to call you on. It's mm-hmm. very annoying. Mm-hmm. I just kind of expect my information to be out there. In this day and age where I've been buying things online with my parents' credit cards since the late 90s.
Are you still using your parents' credit cards?
No, I don't use my parents' credit cards anymore. My information is just there. There's no hiding it.
And I think that's part of it. I think that there's just such a fatigue over worrying about your information. I mean, there are people who are still nervous about buying stuff online, and that's exhausting to always be wondering where your stuff is going, where your information is going. Yeah. Even when you give your credit card to the server at the restaurant, they're taking it behind a wall. Mm-hmm. And like, would you trust a stranger to take your credit card behind a wall? But that's what we do. And so I think after a while, we just sort of become numb to it.
Yeah.
But so once this whole thing went out, I went on my like public page.
Yes.
And I changed so many settings. I took myself off of the facial identification stuff that they do. You can opt out of that because something about how they can steal your face. I don't know. Like
Hannibal Lecter.
You know how like on your pictures, it shows a bunch of people and they're like, is this also Kathleen? And
yes.
You're like, yes, yes, yes. It's because the algorithm is recognizing your face and remembering it. And I don't want that to happen. So I had to opt out of that.
I used to post on my personal Facebook much more than I do now. And now if we like go on a really fabulous vacation, I'll throw some photos up. And I'm definitely not doing it every day. When I was in college, the status thing was it would say like Kathleen is, and then you could fill in the blank.
Yeah.
So I love when I get updates of like your Facebook status in 2007. And it's like Kathleen is all about the show Lost, or like Kathleen is hating life right now because of finals. I think that's really funny.
Can we look at our time hops?
Yeah. I actually just got one pulled up today.
What did you have?
For some reason, my legs were being painted with makeup.
Okay. For something. Like a color green or tan?
No, like I was doing a photo shoot for something and I had bruises and you they were painting bruises. My legs.
You always have these weird... We did a photo shoot once where we were just kneeling on the floor and you came up with bloody knees.
Oh, I have the weakest little kid legs. Both of them were legs. Bloody. That's it.
Okay, 2 years ago, or not 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago. In 2011, I was at my brother's apartment and I have a photo of him and his roommate on the floor. And I said, it takes 2 engineering degrees to put together a Target TV stand.
See, that's funny.
See, okay, I like Facebook for that. You guys, Bethany, please don't. You have to like Facebook for Time Hop.
No, I hate it for Time Hop.
What? Like because all these fun memories.
No, because I was always, for me, the pictures just come up with, I remember how insecure I was that day and how beautiful I look. Like looking back, I looked so beautiful, but just hated myself in that moment. Yeah. And so now I'm like, oh God.
Some of them are a little, I mean, for my problem is my naive optimism, which I know that I still have. So you can imagine how much worse it used to be.
So yeah. You were like, 2017 is going to be the best year ever.
Like I actually read something. It was a few months ago, but it was a picture of me, just like the side of my head, because I didn't want to make it a full on selfie. So it's just the side of my head and you could see my hair was so wet, and the caption was something so friggin' stupid like, kind man in the city offered me an umbrella because he saw I was walking with one closed. I said, no thank you, I don't mind getting wet. He goes, then why are you carrying an umbrella? And I said, so that kind guys like you know I'm doing it on purpose.
Oh my God,
so dumb. Ugh. And that sounds like something I like walking in the rain, but just the fact that I ever humored that conversation. Yeah. Like today I would have responded with, no thanks, I'm an a-hole.
Yeah. Like, leave me alone. So Sam, do you think about Facebook differently now that this whole thing has happened?
I do. I want to find out more about the detail, and I'm hoping what's unfolding right now. Mm-hmm. I hope we have more information as soon as we stop recording. That's kind of where my pause is. My biggest problem right now is the accountability, and I want to yell at Mark Zuckerberg saying you're being really, like, you're really understating what you've done. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not you, you know, with your hands and your words and your mind, you're people and you're responsible for them.
Yeah.
At bare bones. But then I know we know what an odd character he is. That's me judging it from my slightly more leveled brain. I don't mean to sound insulting. He's obviously a friggin' brilliant human. But even from the movie, The Social Network, mm-hmm. and the interviews we did afterwards, he's a weird bird.
Mm-hmm.
He has this. So what if in his mind he is having these dialogues with people where he's like, I don't get it. I am owning up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's that disconnect of like whether he's not taking it seriously enough or whether he doesn't realize how serious it
yes.
is. Like he thinks that his response is proportionate to what is happening. And I think there's also like we put a lot on people who are successful. We assume that because you're successful and you're brilliant and you came up with this, that you're also good at managing people, that yep. you're also good at PR, that you're also good at like risk assessment. And I heard an interview with somebody who was his advisor early on in the days of Facebook, and his advisor was like, look, this man is much older, and he's like, this is going to be a problem. Like you don't have enough security in place for how big this can grow. And Mark Zuckerberg and his people didn't take his advice, and now here we are. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so that's more on a personal level. On a level of how do I feel about Facebook, yeah, like that's disgusting. If everything that the news is coming out with is true and it was how it's handled and it was not an accident and that stupid, I don't know if you guys got to read the statement one of his people wrote, like we can connect people at all costs. Yes, some people may die or something like that. There was an actual statement released.
Lord.
It is so wildly inappropriate. It was written a while ago and it's possible it was just a stupid younger person mm-hmm. being dramatic before we became a little more generally hypersensitive to the way we speak. Doesn't make it any more okay.
Yeah.
It just slightly changes the circumstances under how it was written. So that's all. I don't know. I still need to learn a little bit more, but I'm definitely disgusted with how much can happen for how light of a responsibility was taken off the bat.
I don't know. I still have to look at all of the good that Facebook does. I mean, we all signed up. We all put our pictures online. We all put our birthdays. We all put our websites. We all put our email addresses. We wrote our majors, where we went to college. We tag ourselves when we go out to brunch. Mm-hmm. We tag our friends.
Yeah, but at that time, we couldn't even comprehend
exactly what
was going to happen,
going to unfold.
And it's like a similar feeling as to when you see someone on the street and you want to give them a dollar, but half the time your friend will say, I'm not going to give them a dollar because what if they just spend it on drugs? Mm-hmm. That alone suggests I'm okay with doing things under certain circumstances, but when I feel lied to about it, that's what hurts. So this is the grander, like, I'm okay with giving my information because this is where it's supposed to be. Wait a minute, you're using it for this, that, and the other thing? Now it's affecting the presidency? That's not what I signed up for.
It's sort of interesting how this is happening now after the issue of net neutrality was just very important. And Europe has all of these laws much stricter than we have here in the United States. And maybe this is a good thing, even though Mark Zuckerberg is going to take the fall and there's going to be a ton of fallout in terms of Facebook and how many people use it and its public perception. But maybe this is a really good thing. Have you noticed that you're logging into other accounts? Like, I logged into my Fire Stick and Instagram and a few other accounts, and right away, even on my smart TV, there was a thing that's like, agree to privacy, blah, 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 blah.
It makes you realize how many things are listening to you all the time. And I think part of the reason that it's so important that this is dealt with now is because do you guys listen to the show Radiolab?
Sometimes,
Public Radio.
Yeah.
So they did a story over the weekend that are you okay, Sam?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if my headphones are cracking or the quality of the audio is cracking, but neither of you are reacting.
If you weren't an engineer, I would think that you were having like the very start of diarrhea.
Yeah, Sam like sat up really straight and then looked concerned and then pursed her lips, which is very much like, ooh.
Her eyebrows are going in two different directions.
Also a little gas.
Did you have hot dogs for lunch?
Do you need to pause or are we okay?
No, I mean, neither of you have heard cracks. Mm-mm. Okay, hopefully it's just me.
All right. Wait, so you're talking about Radiolab.
Yeah, so they did a show over the weekend and they were talking about these two different forms of technology that are being created right now that are going to absolutely change the way that our own images are used in the future against us.
Ooh,
so this is what's going on. So there is a audio technology. I think that Adobe has created it. It's called Voco.
Okay.
And you know how if they see it being used as cheap sound editing, like for films. So you could take what I said here, you could record it. The whatever software writes out like what you've said, so turns it into a script. And then if you want to edit that audio, you just highlight words, move them, and the corresponding audio moves with it.
Yes.
So instead of you having to cut out the dialogue, move the dialogue, you cut the words, it moves the dialogue or moves the audio for you. Does that make sense?
It's essentially audio editing for dummies.
Yes. I mean, this works for me.
Okay, so now that's great. The scary part is that if you have between 20 and 40 minutes of audio from that person talking, you can now type in any word and it realistically makes that voice say it.
Wow.
And so they're saying that this can be really useful for like ADR in films. If you film something outside and it's windy and you can't hear the actor's voice, they have to come into a studio and re-record it. It's called ADR, but they're not using the same microphone. They're not in the same environment. And really often it doesn't look right. You can tell when it's been re-recorded. They could just take their line, type it in, and it would be said. Okay, so A, that's terrifying because now they have audio of you saying something that you never said.
Now you're just making conversations that never existed.
Right, so now here's the second part of it. There's another company that created a video technology that it's not out yet, but they're working on it, that if somebody... Okay, if you're filming somebody, like Sam, let's say I'm filming you, your face, your mouth, your facial expression can be used to control George Bush on TV. A video of like George Bush, President Obama, President Trump.
Oh my God, you mean that high tech stuff that costs a lot of money for movies and Planet of the Apes?
Yes, that stuff can be done in real time.
Basically for the price of whatever Adobe Creative Suite is.
Yes, so now the theory is that we have video proof of you saying that you hate gay people. No, I've never said that. Well, here's the audio, here's the video. How will we ever tell
the difference? Oh my God.
So it's not out yet, but they're working on it. And it's a fascinating episode of Radiolab because one of the hosts like asks the woman who's developing this video technology, "What? This is terrifying. What are you doing?" And she sort of pauses and doesn't have an answer because she just wants to do it. She doesn't want to think about the repercussions of it.
Because that's how life works.
Yeah.
Wait, just do it.
So if I want to go,
Nike.
If I want to listen to Radiolab, it's a radio show / a podcast part of NPR, right?
Yeah.
So I would just go on iTunes and type in Radiolab or iHeartRadio and type in Radiolab. Okay.
Radiolab. This is petrifying.
It's terrifying. So that's why I'm looking at all this Facebook stuff with a really more specific eye because it's going to start here.
It's the ultimate cosmic power.
It's not going to stop. This is the least of our problems. Not to like be that person, but the
Listen,
sky's falling.
Facebook's not being that person.
The sky
so
is
someone
falling.
Has to be.
We're all screwed.
I'm not trying to depress you or anything, but this is all going to bring us down the worst way possible.
But I found my long lost cousin on Facebook after years of being separated from each other.
Oh, there's a plus.
And I get so many likes when I put up pictures of my cat.
Yeah, well, guess what?
You can do that on Insta.
They're going to make video of you saying that you hate gay people, Kathleen, and now you can't run for Congress.
They're going to make a video of Cannoli saying she hates gay people.
And when I need suggestions about where to get a good margarita, people comment.
Twitter. 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 You know, I always thought that the social media apps were kind of created in reverse. Like Facebook was first, and it was where you could post these videos or photos or ideas, you know, just your status update and push it out to friends. And then Twitter came out, and I'm like, there's an app that's just the status updates?
Yeah.
And then Instagram came out, and I'm like, now there's an app that's just the photos?
Yeah.
Like, this is reverse.
Yeah.
It should have been those two first, and then Facebook was created.
You're right. No, you're right. It is.
And then they took over. I also have one more bad way that Facebook has affected my life I'm going to be honest with you people. I don't know what school of thought the two of you are in with this, but I know that people say this shouldn't bother me and I should be happy. I'm fully over it, whatever. But I just saw a picture and found out that my ex-boyfriend, like the ex-boyfriend, is now dating an actual surgeon. And I feel so much less than. Like there was a picture of
you
her.
You should feel less than.
Yeah, she's better than you.
She's saving lives. What am I doing?
Wait, what kind of surgeon is she?
I don't know if she's a brain surgeon, but if she is,
if she's a brain surgeon, she's a very good person. If she's a plastic surgeon, she's very wealthy.
She's not a plastic surgeon, but damn it. She's going to do fine either way. She's a surgeon.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of this beautiful blonde woman holding his dog.
Uh-oh.
And he never posts pictures of people very often, or at least didn't. Like, I think I was in his photos maybe thrice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, great. This must be, this is a girlfriend. And I click on her and I'm like, medical school. Oh, that body's cut open. Oh, she's saving a life.
And his dog likes her.
And his dog friggin' loves her.
Yeah. He upgraded from you. I'm sorry.
He did.
And Facebook is serving it to you on a silver platter.
Screw you, Zuckerberg. That's my real gripe with you. Why you make me see that?
She's like Sam 3.0.
And she's a natural blonde.
Oh, bitch.
Yep. I'm not a natural blonde. Bethany is, though.
Yeah.
What is happening? And I'm supposed to be, I'm happy for him. I was until I found out she's a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
Oh, no. I love it when, like, my ex dates the worst person ever. And whatever you want that job to be or whatever. But when they, like, I just saw someone that I will always hold a candle for who I briefly dated is dating, like, an 11.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. You will never come back to me. So that's great.
No! That's not okay. I feel like I would have been okay. Like I saw the photo and my first reaction really was, oh my goodness, wonderful, because I didn't know him to be with anyone else since me in a serious enough sense.
Yeah.
So if she were either what I saw or kind of fugly and a surgeon, like either of those would have been fine with me.
Right.
But she's a knockout.
Yeah.
And she's a GD brain surgeon.
Facebook here to steal your information, make you feel crappy about yourself.
Whatever.
And sell your marketing preferences to everybody around the world.
I mean, that is the good thing about Facebook is it helps me find people that from high school. I'm just curious what happened.
Can I find the profile? Can I show you in the most healthy thing I've done all day?
I was knee deep in the profile of somebody who I know got married. And I was like, that's weird. She updated her profile picture and it's like, and it said something like being independent, blah, blah, blah in the caption. And then I start looking back on her wall. And then I start looking back in her photos and she's cut out her new husband from her whole, I mean, they're married for maybe like 6 months. And I'm like, and then this person who I don't even speak to anymore slash never spoke to on a regular basis, I'm like knee deep in 2014 of this essential stranger. And sometimes it's just not good.
But it's our way of like playing detective.
Yeah.
You know, like I love formulating theories on what people are doing in a way that a forensic anthropologist would do. And like there's, I listen to a podcast and I'm convinced the podcast host is ready to quit just because of like little things she's been doing. And I feel so terribly smart because I'm putting together the story in my head of like,
you
she's
love solving crime.
Beautiful, Sam.
I'm sorry. I hit a very unhealthy spot in my week.
Sam, you are a worthy human being, even though you're not a naturally blonde. Oh, my God.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
She's insane.
And here's her. Cue the music. How to save a life.
Oh, my gosh. She's brilliant. She's going to. Oh,
just do you, girl.
She probably did her residency at the number one hospital in the country.
Yeah. Right?
That's the type of person she looks like.
She probably lives on the Upper East Side and she's in the blind items all the time.
You know what? She's probably the nicest person in the world, too.
I imagine
Actually, they say surgeons are maybe not so nice.
They're very full of themselves, but you have to be in order to think that, like, I'm going to do this thing.
The level of confidence necessary to execute that is absurd. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what he's doing.
She's real pretty.
She is real lovely.
But you know what, Sam?
Don't worry. Mark Zuckerberg's going to take care of it all today, Sam. You'll feel better tomorrow.
God.
Her name kind of sucks.
Don't do it. Do not you do that.
She's Say got a bad name.
Say Don't her name out loud.
I won't, but it's like, it sounds like someone with like a speech impediment, but like in Sweden.
The photo that changed my life, her with dog on lap.
Yeah, she's real pretty.
Whatever. I'm not a healthy person. I've acknowledged that multiple times. So let's not all act shocked.
You know what? I can one-up you on this. I'm going to one-up you on this.
Please do so. Join me.
I have an app that tells me when people have unfriended me.
Why do you do that to yourself?
Oh, that's bad.
Why do you do that to yourself?
That's bad, though.
In the whole time that I've had this app, this is like a year and a half, only one person has really unfriended me. And that's fine because I will unfriend people from time to time if they don't mean anything to me anymore. But it has opened the door for all of my family members and friends who are literally crazy, who deactivate and activate their Facebooks every single day. So,
oh, no, what an inner struggle.
Some of my cousins, some of my friends' wives, very crazy because they activate and deactivate every single day.
Why do they do that?
What's the point?
Because they want to seem aloof, like they're not on Facebook, except like in between the hours of 9 and 10 every day when they get to work, they reactivate, check out everything that happened overnight, and then deactivate.
I don't get what the benefit is, though, because they don't, because are you saying that they are activated when people can't search for them, like during those hours? So like, they want to be cool enough that they don't have a Facebook?
Yeah, they don't want to be searchable, so they only activate for when they want to actually go on Facebook and check things out, and then they deactivate again right away.
Wow.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I'm telling you, like 15 people that I'm friends with do this on a regular basis.
I'll tell you, I would do that. If I didn't have to have like a public facing page, I would absolutely do that every day.
And somebody I'm related to, I know that when she comes back after a few days of being deactivated, she posts something like, other people's lives aren't always what they seem. And then I'm like, what is going on in your head?
So like she has a fight with her husband.
Yeah.
Deactivates.
Yeah.
Unfriends him, deactivates, huffs around, has an affair, and then gets all worked up about it, comes home, activates, bitches, deactivates.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would do in, do you remember doing that in grade school?
Yes.
Do you remember only doing that in grade school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please, Bethany, join us. Do you have one thing on social that makes you a little pathetic that you saw on social and you had feels that you didn't like or that you did on social and that you undid?
You ever saved anybody's photo and then punched it into Google Images to see where else you could find that photo?
Well, Kathleen's adding to the pile.
I mean,
I'm a terrible human being.
I mean, I've definitely like done... I mean, I'll go back on like people that I graduated from high school with or went to high school with and like, I do look to see if they're less or more successful than me.
Okay. Yeah,
because that's my way of I don't know, gauging how I'm doing because they're my age. So mm-hmm. I'm like,
okay,
so we're the same age. Like, should I have started a business by now? Most of us haven't. Okay, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But like, if I wanted kids, I would be way behind the curve because everyone I went to high school with now has a family of like four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm behind the curve on that. But I did do a deep dive Twitter stalk of the person that this person is now dating because he tweeted he was something about his girlfriend. I was like, oh, someone has a girlfriend. Okay. And then I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh.
That sounds natural enough.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you're not as pathetic and crazy as Kathleen and I are.
Oh, no, I'm super pathetic. I just find other outlets to do it.
Oh, like, I'm 100% crazy.
It's, yeah. No, I'm there's my across the street neighbor, the frosted bathroom window isn't terribly frosted. And so I saw him naked today in his like butt side getting out of the shower and I didn't look away.
Nope.
Does he have a nice bod?
Great.
Good for him.
If you're standing in front of a window, that's not terribly frosted. That's not on the person looking at you. That's on you, dude.
Not to like victim blame, but like frost your window better.
Frost your window better.
You know?
I was stuck on my toilet last week for about 45 minutes because the way that my window faces is my backyard neighbors are right, their balcony. If they're outside, they can look into my bathroom. And I had the blinds pulled all the way up and I sat to pee and you can't see it. It's in a little nook. And when I went to stand up, I saw they were standing on the porch.
Nice.
So I like had to sit back down and lean all the way to the back of this seat so they nice. Wouldn't see someone's there. Every few minutes I poke my head out.
That's awesome.
Because I couldn't stand up without risking being seen. Like, Bethany, it's the difference between this and your bedroom.
Why didn't you army crawl? Drop to the ground and army crawl.
I would have had to slid my entire body down the toilet.
You should have. You know in a cartoon when somebody's sitting down and something embarrassing happens and they just melt into a puddle and they roll off the couch? You could have done that on your toilet seat.
Because even if I did squeeze it down, it would have been pelvis up and they wouldn't have been able to see the rest of me. Like, I would have had to flat bar. They would have seen. There was no way to get my pants up. I just sat on the toilet. Good thing I left the door open so I could hear the television.
I think your bathroom needs a redesign.
I think it does.
Or a curtain.
Or a curtain.
I had it all the way up.
Why are your bathroom windows frosted? Every bathroom window is frosted.
Mine's not frosted.
Mine's not frosted either, but I have shades. I have blinds that I just leave down all the time.
I thought they were like legally mandated to be frosted.
I don't think so. I think that's...
We live on the other side of the river. It might be, the rules might be different.
Is that
here.
A Jersey thing?
Go down to the river.
By the way, we want to know what you think about this whole Facebook fiasco.
Yes.
Do you still love Facebook? Do you just assume your stuff is going to be taken anyway? Do you hate Facebook? Are you scared? Do you think the sky is falling?
Make me feel better. What makes you feel pathetic about Facebook that you want to admit to here? For the record, I'm very happy for him. I'm just feeling petty.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. She's
like a princess.
He deserves the beautifulest and life-savingest.
You're not as good as her.
I'm
as she.
I can't wait to have a drink later. You're buying.
Well, let me.
I'm going to Venmo you.
Let me go on Facebook and ask for the best wine bar in the area.
Let us know your feelings. Find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast.
And send us to your friends.
Yes. Tell your friends about us. Mm-hmm. We would be remiss if we didn't mention on our Facebook episode the Acquired Taste secret Facebook group.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Run by Mac and Seamus.
Yes.
How long until we don't get to call it secret anymore?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know either.
But forever.
Searches. Yeah. Secret Acquired Taste Podcast.
Acquired Taste Podcast Facebook group.
And what do you want to hear about next week?
Yes.
Let us know.
Send us things you want to hear about.
Maybe we'll nab an exclusive interview with Mark Zuckerberg.
Maybe. Sure we will.
We're going to grill him. Sam.
Yes.
What did you learn this week?
Oh, I learned that taking time out of your... Nope, I'm changing it because I've realized something has more gravitas.
Oh.
I learned that you need to take time for your self-care. We've hit it already, but the proof is on my face right now. I was taking this matcha powder that's good for your complexion, and my complexion was looking great, so I took it for granted. I stopped taking it for about 5 days. The breakouts have been building on me.
Really?
It's proof.
I don't see it.
That there are. If you scratched my face right now, I wouldn't feel it, but you'd have like a hand of clay.
You've got your spackle on.
That's how much makeup is on my face right now.
I'm with you, girl.
So much.
Wait, so was it matcha powder that you ate or put on your face?
I ate it. I'm gonna post about it because I love it so much. I think it's called Vital Proteins and it gives you like a glow and breakout, like whatever. It's just a powder. I would put two scoops in my drink or whatever.
Oh,
and it's I stopped taking it. I also started eating more dairy because lasagna, there's a lot of leftovers from Easter.
Dairy is delicious.
But it's really, really, I don't remember the last time my skin was this bad.
Dang. Okay.
I know.
Yeah, tweet out that matcha powder.
So many
antioxidants.
What did you learn this week, Kathleen?
So I'm a big fan of books that become movies.
Yes.
So the last one that I just read for book club last week, we just finished it up. It's called Sweet Bitter. Oh, I should have had the name of the author ready to
go. Sweet Bitter.
Sweet Bitter. It is, and it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for about a year now. And it's like a pink cover, and there's like a wine glass that's sort of spilt. And they're making it into a series on Stars, and it's coming out next month. It premieres on May 6th. Hmm. And it's about this girl who moves to New York City right out of college, and she spends a year working in one of the most famous restaurants in New York.
Oh. How? What's her role?
And she's a back waiter, which is like a waiter helper.
Oh, gosh. It's by Stephanie Danier?
Yes, Stephanie Danier.
D-A-N-I-E-R. Yes. Sweet Bitter.
Look it up. It's fabulous.
Okay. Awesome. What about you? What did you learn, Bethany?
Mine is also book related. Oh. So if you love sort of creepy stuff, post-apocalyptic stuff, and you need that itch scratched, my friend Robbie told me about the Southern Reach trilogy.
Yes. I saw that on your Instagram.
Yes, I insta'd it. And it is amazing. So the first book was made into a movie called Annihilation, which is out now. But the book is very different because apparently the filmmaker read Annihilation once and then never went back to it.
Oh my goodness.
And just wrote the movie. So there's so many things that are different about it.
Yeah.
So the first one, it's basically about this mysterious part of the US that is behind this sort of like prismatic permeable border, and all of these different government groups of researchers have gone in. And the first group who went in, like, killed each other. Oh, and then, like, a bunch of people from each group went missing. So this book starts with the 12th group who goes in to try and figure out, A, what this place is, what happened. It's that super creepy kind of just, like, God has left us vibe that I kind of dig.
Casual.
Yeah. And I've, like, made it through all the podcasts that I loved that had that vibe. And, Tannis and Rabbits and the Black Tapes podcast are all like that.
Well, so Limetown is coming back.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And Limetown is coming back. I don't have any of the deets, but Google it. It is.
Amazing. Yeah. So it's like if you like that and you want that itch scratched, it's the Southern Reach trilogy, Annihilation, and then the other two start with A's as well. But cool. I'm into the second book now. I'm almost done with it. I love it. It's really, really good.
Awesome.
Yay, reading.
All right.
Yay, reading.
Get off of your Facebook. Read a book.
Thank you so much. Follow us all on social media. Yes. Sam, what are you?
Sam _ Rosalie, Rosalie. I forgot. Did you see that in my face? I blanked out. I almost had to check Facebook.
Kathleen.
I am Webgirl Kathleen on everything. How about you, Bethany?
I am Radio Bethany on Twitter. Working on getting that changed to match everything else, which is Ms. Bethany Watson.
Yay.
And then follow us on everything at Acquired Podcast. Just search that.
We love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. Again, stay tuned. We have more things coming up. We are slow, steady, but damn, we are persistent.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
We love you guys so much.
Just like your herpes.